The interest in hysteria was particularly strong in France, and, as so often happens, its roots lay in the politics of the day. Jean-Martin Charcot, who is widely regarded as the father of neurology, and his pupils, such as Gilles de la Tourette, lent their names to numerous neurological diseases, was also active in politics. After Emperor Napoleon III abdicated in 1870, there was a struggle between the monarchists, the old order backed by the clergy, and the advocates of the fledgling French Republic, who believed in science and in secular democracy. Charcot believed that women would be a critical factor in this struggle, and his investigation of hysteria offered a scientific explanation for phenomena such as demonic possession states, witchcraft, exorcism, and religious ecstasy. Charcot conducted meticulous studies of the physiological and neurological correlates of hysteria in both men and women, all of which emphasized embodied memory and a lack of language. For example, in 1889, he published the case of a patient named Lelogue, who developed paralysis of the legs after being involved in a traffic accident with a horse-drawn cart. Although Lelogue fell to the ground and lost consciousness, his legs appeared unhurt, and there were no neurological signs that would indicate a physical cause for his paralysis. Charcot discovered that just before Lelogue passed out, he saw the wheels of the cart approaching him and strongly believed he would be run over. He noted that the patient does not preserve any recollection. Questions addressed to him upon this point are attended with no result. He knows nothing or almost nothing. Like many other patients at the Salpêtrière, Lelogue expressed his experience physically. Instead of remembering the accident, he developed paralysis of his legs. But for me, the real hero of this story is Pierre Genet, who helped Charcot establish a research laboratory devoted to the study of hysteria at the Salpêtrière. In 1889, the same year that the Eiffel Tower was built, Genet published the first book-length scientific account of traumatic stress, L'automatisme psychologique. Genet proposed that at the root of what we now call PTSD was the experience of vehement emotions or intense emotional arousal. This treatise explained that after having been traumatized, people automatically keep repeating certain actions, emotions, and sensations related to the trauma. And, unlike Charcot, who was primarily interested in measuring and documenting patients' physical symptoms, Genet spent untold hours talking with them, trying to discover what was going on in their minds. Also, in contrast to Charcot, whose research focused on understanding the phenomena of hysteria, Genet was first and foremost a clinician, whose goal was to treat his patients. And that is why I studied his case reports in detail, and why he became one of my most important teachers.